All righty, we'll get the professional view from a guy who knows what he's talking about. He is the co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. He talks to people, businesses. He helps companies learn how to communicate, not just with their employees, but with their customers and potential customers and others. And he's been asked to weigh in on the whole Alyssa Slotkin and five other Democrat senators telling members of the military to ignore illegal orders and the president calling it sedition, and we know all the rest of the story. Matt, always a pleasure. Happy holiday season to you. Thanks for coming on board.
You too, Paul W. If you're talking about the parade, that's how we know. It is the holiday season now.
It is absolutely the holiday season. Hobnobble Gobble tonight, presented by Ford. America's Thanksgiving Parade, presented by Gardner White, this coming Thanksgiving Thursday. It's all good, and we have much more than we probably realize how much we should be grateful for. And living in gratitude is a big addition to making your life even better. And it's hard for a lot of us at times to be grateful for what we have. It's easy to think about the things we don't have. Embrace what we do have and be grateful. All right, enough of that. Let's get back to the reality of the maniacal behavior that we're seeing in the news these days.
Sure are, Paul. I mean, I remember we talked just a few months ago after the murder of Charlie Kirk about the good for society, but also to follow good PR principles and have leaders try to tone down the temperature and return some normalcy to the dialogue, to start communicating the way that most of us communicate every day, which is with respect. And when something bad happens, we crave leaders to offer us facts and reassurance. We talked so hopefully about that just a couple months ago. And now right. What we're seeing is so inflammatory, if not violent, that I understand why a lot of people are upset about this.
Well, there's lots to be upset about. First of all, I'm upset about those senators, I may have said congressmen, the senators earlier, by implying that these soldiers are in the throes of getting illegal orders or about to break the Constitution. These folks knew exactly what they were doing. And I'm upset about the fact that they got exactly what they were hoping for, an overreaction from an overreacting president. So both of them are at fault. But the Democrats would like to make you believe that since the president went off the handle, which they were hoping he would do, that what they did wasn't wrong. I'm sorry. I certainly think the president was wrong in doing what he did. Again, I'll say the only time he's not shooting himself in the foot is when he's reloading his gun. The point is, that doesn't take away from what they did being very wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I understand that point of view. And I think that we should all be able to agree that politics needs to take a cue from business here. In business communication, we tell our clients, you don't have to have a statement about everything, much less put out a video about everything. To take a more measured approach is healthy, and it respects the audience. And I think what we're seeing now from Congress in particular, they're trying to be relevant versus a president that's trying to grab control from them. So they figure that they have to over-communicate to get attention. And to some extent, they could have seen this coming. Now, this was violent, and they didn't know how the president was going to share social media postings from his followers in the way that he did. But at the same time, it might be healthy for everybody to just take a step back and say, do we have to have a comment on everything? There's enough going on here.
Matt, you're giving them much more credit than I am. I think they knew exactly what they were doing, and they got a perfect gift from the president in his reaction. They could only hope for a reaction like that, and they were immediately ready to say how what he said was so wrong, it really is the important part of this whole story, not what they did. And I won't let that slide by. What they did was wrong. Just because he did was so wrong doesn't mean what they did was in any way, shape, or form correct. It was wrong.
Here's what I'd like your audience to remember about this. And you and I have talked about this before, and I appreciate the opportunity to point it out again, which is that social media thrives on conflict and outrage. And so when you see politicians going on social media, what they're trying to do is get people upset with one another and to get people upset, period. That is the money-making algorithm for the social media platforms. And as consumers, we all have to be mindful of that. And we have to understand that elected officials are using these platforms to divide us and to get us upset, often to distract us. And that is very lucrative for the social media companies and for cable news, by the way, also, and other forms of media. And as consumers, we have to be aware of that and keep it front of mind when trying to evaluate situations.
You might ask yourself, my friends, my listeners, my family, what have they done in Washington lately that's been beneficial for us? When they're spending all the time they spend on, in this case, attacking the president, or for that matter, the president, attacking the need for a ballroom or any number of other things around the world that he's involved with, what's been done for us? And what Matt Friedman is saying is right on when you consider that many of the things they're doing, like that video with them telling the military, you don't have to do anything that's against the law, like anyone's asking them to do anything against the law. But it's, again, taking attention away from the fact that they aren't doing a damn thing for us, we the people who hire them and pay them, even when the government shut down, to do their job in making America the best country it can be for all of us.
I think that's a fair question to ask, is outside of social media and cable TV interviews, what are our elected officials doing today? And we would like to see them doing some more. And I think that, you know, in business communication, we have to tell our clients sometimes, you know, show your work, show your proof points, prove to your audience what you're doing, or at least what you're trying to do. And we don't see that on the political side nearly as often as we want to.
And let me just say this, that if the president would allow there to be a Matt Friedman in his circle, somebody who understands these things and can guide him, and he would listen, which is saying a lot, the president wouldn't find himself in this kind of a situation where he handed a gift to people who were flat out wrong doing what they were doing, but grabbing all the attention on him now because of his overreaction. And you could have kept him from doing it, Matt.
I appreciate the endorsement, Paul W. I love the clients I have centered here in Michigan and elsewhere in the country, but I appreciate the endorsement.
I know. If you got a call from the White House, you might not take the call. I understand. All right, Matt, happy holiday. Have a great Thanksgiving, a safe one, and I know you'll have a grateful one.
Absolutely, Paul. Thanks to you, and same to you and Kim and your great family.
Thank you so much. We continue in focus on WJR.